whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Tis the Tuesday Halloween edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
You made me laugh like that for real. And Mark.
Yes, and it is the Halloween edition, and so to that end, we have come up with all sorts of Halloween-related show prep for tonight. And, of course, if you've got anything you wanted to add into the pot, 800-259-9231 is the number for you. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, we give it away. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Starting out with the obligatory story. Yes, there's one printed pretty much every year, though I don't recall if I found one last year. I actually, this year, had to go outside of my normal show prep sources. I expected to find an article like this on FARC. And it's possible I overlooked it just because there's so much stuff on FARC.com. But I actually had to Google for this. So I had to Google for, Hell House, Jesus, and just to try and find an article about it. And in fact, I did find two of them. The first one from USA Today, talking about the variety of so-called Halloween alternatives that are going on today. Because as you well know, Mark, there's a group of people in this country that believes that Halloween is evil.
Oh, I'm very aware. I went to a Christian school when I was growing up.
Oh, was there a little bit of this activity going on then?
The Hell House?
Yeah.
Not so much the Hell House, but some people would prevent their children from dressing up.
So you not everybody at the school was prevented from dressing up? Just some people?
No, the school itself wasn't anti-Halloween. As a matter of fact, as I recall, there was just one little girl who every year in our class, wasn't allowed to dress up by her mother, who happened to work at the school. Mm. So the little girl would go sit in the principal's office. I think her mother was the secretary.
Did you tell me this? I don't think you've ever told me this story on the air, but I remember you told me this off the air at least once. This girl, she had to go sit in the office while everybody else was having a Halloween party.
Yes.
So everybody else is playing pin the tail on the donkey, drinking the Halloween punch, giving out candy, and having a good old time, and she's sitting by herself. I wonder what she's like today.
I
wonder if that was formative for her.
I don't know if it was formative or not. I would imagine, I don't know, I knew her all the way from kindergarten through eighth grade and talked to her a couple of times after that, and she seemed like, a quiet girl, intelligent, introspective.
And did she want to be there with the other kids and just was forced to stay out by her parents, or was she sort of agreeing with her parents and going along with their mantra?
She was sort of agreeing, simply because she's a little girl.
She didn't want to be punished.
She didn't really know the difference. I can tell that she felt left out, but, what are you going to do?
Have you ever encountered some of these anti-Halloween people? And if so, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Have you been to one of these Halloween alternatives? Do you want to give us your story? 800-259-9231. Let's look into some of the Halloween alternatives from USA Today. Pastors who believe Halloween is a pagan tradition. And by the way, I'd like to note that Christmas was originally a pagan tradition.
Yes, but they didn't preempt that one. They didn't take it over,
Wait, what? Who didn't take what over?
The Christians didn't take over Halloween.
Oh, they're trying to. Well, they took over Christmas
from
the pagans.
I see what you're saying.
And they would like to take over Halloween.
No.
It's just a little difficult. It's a little more difficult today with, how vastly popular Halloween has
it
become.
It is extraordinarily popular.
But they're doing their best. In fact, they're urging children to trade pumpkin carving and scary costumes for hay rides. Contest for the best saint costume. So it's okay to get dressed up as long as you're getting dressed up like saints and Jesus. And prayers.
I wonder how can one dress up as Saint Jude?
Put on some white or something? Saints wear white?
I guess. Perhaps you could carry around some lost cause with you.
More churches are spurning Halloween as an interest in witchcraft, seances, and channeling grows, says Richard Moe, president of Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena, California. Quote, at the very least, this means that Christians cannot view Halloween as just another innocent childhood ritual. He wrote on BeliefNet.com, a spirituality website, quote, when I was a kid, it seemed like a pretty harmless celebration. He says in an interview, the holidays evolved into a raucous adult party that emphasizes witches, he says, and has generated great anxiety amongst more conservative Christians. Are you anxious? Do you know somebody who's anxious about Halloween? Do conservative Christians get anxious when it comes to this time of year? Are they concerned about their kids encountering other kids that are having fun and having a good time getting dressed up and enjoying themselves? Is that what makes them anxious? Because other kids are actually having a good time, and therefore their kids might want to have a good time as well and not really understand the rationale, if there is any, behind not participating in Halloween? Is that what makes them anxious?
I would like to rebut his statement about it centered around witches.
Okay.
No, well, I have an article here that we can deal with in just a minute. But
is it the top costumes?
It's the top costumes of 2006 for kids.
All right, we'll find out what it is centered around. Castleview Baptist Church in Indianapolis will be offering games, a photo booth, and candy tonight. Children to collect treats from cars in the parking lot, said Sharon Rollins, the children's director. She says costumes are okay if they're sensitive to the church's views. What does that mean? Her grandchildren will be dressed as Peanuts characters, Charlie Brown, Lucy, and Woodstock. The fall festival, which is free and billed as a safe Halloween, safe alternative to traditional Halloween activities, draws as many as 1,000 people, says Rollins. Quote, we don't now, celebrate Halloween.
I don't have a problem with Christians allowing their kids to dress up as anything but vampires and witches and that kind of thing. I don't have a problem with that.
Because if you dress up as a vampire too many times, you'll actually want to be a vampire when you grow up.
Whatever their thought process is on it, that's all fine and dandy as far as I'm concerned.
I don't care what you do with your kids.
As long as your kid gets to participate in Halloween, I'm okay.
Is it considered participating in Halloween if they're getting dressed up but going to Halloween alternatives and are being shielded from anything that's traditionally Halloween?
I think that if they get candy at these Halloween alternatives at church or whatever, as long as they walk away with a big old sack full of candy, whether they can eat it or not, it doesn't matter to me. As long as they can walk away with that big sack full of candy and feel like they really got something, yeah, I'm fine.
The children's director says we don't celebrate Halloween because there's a lot of connection to the evil side of what it represents, and children get more candy here than they ever would trick or treating. Other Halloween alternatives: the Congregation of Mount Lebanon United Presbyterian Church in Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania, will head to a farm tonight for a harvest festival that includes dinner, a hayride, and a prayer. Bob Maravelli, the church
candy.
The church pastor says Halloween's origins among ancient Celts as a night when the dark, evil world released spirits en masse to harass folks isn't something that they celebrate. He says, we take evil really seriously. The Church at the Holy Apostles in McHenry, Illinois, will have a hayride, a trunk or treat from cars in the Catholic parish's parking lot, and prizes for children wearing the best saint costumes. I hope there's some
saint costumes.
I hope there's some security here, because I'd be a little bit nervous with a bunch of adults with their trunks open and small children around. I'd be nervous somebody grab a kid, throw him in the trunk, and drive away. There's some freaks out
I'm
there.
I'm
going to
dress up as Saint Francis and carry around a lamb.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Of course you don't. Saint Francis is he's this bum that doesn't believe in working, and. he's the patron saint of animals.
I see.
And I really have a problem with the Franciscans. The whole idea that you shouldn't work, that's what it's centered around.
Yeah, that's pretty lame.
Trappists, on the other hand, they believe in hard work.
During the hayride, storytellers dressed as martyred saints will talk about the meaning of their deaths. That sounds a little gory. The House of Prayerville Ellisville Church in Bloomington, Indianapolis, or Indiana, rather, sponsors a hell house instead of a haunted house every Halloween. People pay $5 each. Children 10 and under can't attend to walk from room to room. They see domestic violence, a teenage boy committing suicide, and other examples of sinful conduct. In fact, I get an article that expands on the Hell House concept and, in fact, takes us through one of these so-called Hell Houses. And I find it interesting. I think that these churches are getting it wrong. I think they're getting it wrong when they're charging for access to the Hell House. I mean, if the purpose of being in a church and doing the Jesus thing is to reach out to people and to connect with people that aren't of the Jesus persuasion, wouldn't it make more sense, and we'll discuss this more on the way, but wouldn't it make more sense to make your hell house free?
And then have a donation at the end.
Yeah, and that way all the kids who don't know better come through and, you know, get the indoctrination process. I'm just trying to help you guys out here. 800-259-9231. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm going to make fun of you. Coming up, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Have you ever been involved in one of these hell houses? It's Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 31st, 2006. Gold opened at $599.90, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $625.26. Again, that's $625.26 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-899-7633. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-899-7633. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-899-7633. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-899-7633. 1-800-899-7633.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The listener map is there. Get on the map. There's over 1,700 of our listeners that have added themselves to it. You can add yourself as well at map.freetalklive.com. That is map.freetalklive.com. And like everything else on our site, it is totally free. Hey, register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedom in America's freest state. This three-day event, starting February 23rd to the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. That's freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We're going to be there, so you should too. That's the Liberty Forum. All right, talking about
Halloween.
I'm looking
forward to it.
Talking about Halloween and the Hell Houses and these churches that sort of, well, they don't like the idea of kids having fun. When the when there are kids out on the streets walking, and there were quite a few apparently out here tonight in Keene, New Hampshire, which is good. There wasn't as many back down in Sarasota where we come from, Sarasota, Florida.
And Sarasota's a much older community, yeah. And I lived in a very residential neighborhood. I might get 4-5 trick-or-treaters in a given year. I end up with so much candy, I don't know what to do with it. Once again,
right.
I'm not there at my house, so I've got a big bowl of candy that's going to go to no one.
So it's
someone's going to have to eat all those 100 grand bars.
Halloween is still alive and in force here in New Hampshire, which I think is good news because I think it's good news because it makes some Christians really angry. And if this is what upsets Christians, that just makes me feel good.
I don't see where you're coming from on that one. It seems
they get angry when they see kids out having fun in costumes of vampires and Jason Voorhees,
I would
Freddy Krueger.
The vast majority of Christians allow their kids to dress up as pretty much anything they want. I mean, my mother taught Sunday school, and I remember dressing up as a vampire one year.
I guess these are the more evangelical ones that take offense, wouldn't you say? Because there are some of them that really take serious offense to this, and that's why they're creating these hell houses, these Halloween alternatives for kids to go to.
When I went to a hell house, it was in a Baptist church, and that's not evangelical.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I think it's just some Christians have a problem with Halloween. And
yeah, those
some
are the
don't.
Ones I'm taking a shot at. Because there are some of them that understand, like Dean McFalls, a Catholic priest at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in California. He hosted a Holy Halloween party on Sunday. One youngster wore a Pope costume. McFalls says he understands why some churches are reluctant to celebrate the holiday, but he says, quote, Halloween is secularized, and it's more comedy than it is wickedness. Halloween, like it or not, is fun. So some of them get it. Some of them understand that it's just a day for kids to dress up and have a good time with their friends.
I would entirely agree with that. Are there some people that take Halloween extraordinarily seriously, perhaps even religiously? Sure there are. But they're not even in the 1 percentile, I would bet you.
Well, if they're not in the 1 percentile, they do get a big percentage of the coverage on Halloween because
they
have hell houses. In fact,
oh, not the hell houses. I'm talking about the people that might consider it, you know, they look at Halloween as a religious holiday on their side.
Huh?
Satanists and, you know.
Oh, there are people that actually look at Halloween as a religious holiday?
I think they call it Samhain.
You mean witches? Like,
yeah.
Wiccans? That sort of thing?
I guess. I mean, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's silly, too. 800-259-9231. It's just a fun time for kids. That's what Halloween is. And some adults. Some adults get into it. In fact, I think that some of the costumes this year that were seen out at the Pumpkin Festival here in Keene were just amazing. Just fantastic. People spent some adults really spent a lot of time and money and effort on their costumes. I think it's great. This Halloween, though, according to the Daily Southtown, Chicago's Salem Baptist Church wants teenagers to go straight to hell. Admission is $7, and that's really steep. And passengers arrive at its gates on a yellow school bus. Salem's Knights of Terror promises to, quote, scare the hell out of teens, unquote, by guiding them on a half-hour tour through Hades. Also really extended. A half an hour?
Yeah.
You know, there's some preaching going on there.
Well, the one that I went through was pretty extensive. You went from room to room. People lined up going room to room very mm-hmm. slowly, simply because people wanted to look. So you had to wait for the person in front of you, and who had to wait for the person in front of them. And it was, you know, just gruesome stuff about Satanism and about, you know, what hell would be like and, you know, some awful things that happen here on Earth, that kind of thing.
That's the idea behind this one. It's a half-an-hour tour through Hades, or at least what passes for it, in the setup of the church's administrative offices at 109th Street. So-called hell houses have become popular over the last decade among some evangelical Christian churches that want to provide an alternative to traditional Halloween celebrations. A tall man wearing a long black hooded cloak bellowing over a bullhorn Sunday night says, "You have died and gone straight to hell." As the first busload,
you should volunteer at a church and do that.
As the first busload of about 30 teens and a few parents were herded through dark corridors lined in black plastic, The group moved from room to room, witnessing scenes depicting what the church says are the consequences of, quote, bad decisions involving violence, sex, and drugs. In one scene, a girl lay on a gurney. This is the obligate. They always have this one, don't they? A girl lay on a gurney where a masked man in surgical scrubs pretended to perform an abortion. A toilet was nearby, apparently to collect the aborted fetus, because that's what they do in real hospitals. They flush them down the toilet. Huh? A fenced-in cell housed a few denizens of hell, including a pedophile trolling the internet for a young victim, a meditating Buddhist, and two men. How many kids are... I mean, is there a commentary that accompanies this? How many kids are going to recognize what a Buddhist is in the hell house?
I don't know.
Is there somebody...
they'll ask questions and they'll find out about it.
Yeah. Well, so who's that guy? Well, he believes in a different religion as us, son, and he's going to hell. That's what those people think. And two mincing young men wearing body glitter who are supposed to be homosexuals.
Oh, God.
So really, this is just a chance for the church, these evangelical Christians, to really just attack people they don't like, isn't it? It's really just a chance for them to go after those groups of people that they find hellacious.
Well, I think that they find them sinful, and they want to steer the kids away from sin.
The jail scene where people who had recently come to hell... and they were trying to explain why they didn't need to be there, said the Reverend Willie Comer, Salem's youth pastor, who also plays the role of Satan. This is the third time the church has put on
Knights only the pastor can play Satan because he's the only one holy enough.
Comer knows that some of the parts of Salem's hell will be controversial, but he says that he and Salem's senior pastor, Reverend Meeks, cannot be reached for comment, are confident that they can back up their vision of hell with Scripture. And as long as you can back it up with Scripture, then everything's okay. He says, I welcome the pressures because we can then put God's agenda on the forefront and actually have a dialogue about it. The tour of hell, though, did end in heaven, where a white-robed angel asked the group to invite Jesus into their hearts.
Mine did too, yeah, as I recall.
And to avoid spending eternity in hell.
Well, they show you hell, how awful it is, and then they give you the option of heaven, and then they do the altar call.
Well, interestingly enough, from the USA Today article, Hell House is apparently some people vomit after seeing the harrowing scenes. But after the first night of this year's sold-out performances, he says 84 people so-called claimed first-time salvation, and 20-some rededicated their lives to Jesus. So it's quite a little recruiting factory for these people.
Don't forget the $5 entrance.
11-year-old Sydney Folks skittishly made her way through the Hell House, had a vice grip on her father's hand. She says, I thought it was very scary, and I know I'm never sleeping with nobody till I get married. Ah, she's smart. Never sleeping with nobody. That's a double negative. So therefore, she is going to be having sex before marriage. And in fact, it turns out that there's a new government program about sex before marriage, targeted at people under the age of 30? Coming up.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, the Halloween edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, by the way. Freetalklive.com is a place to go. All of the features you'll find are completely free, including the live streams. There's broadband version, dial-up version. Two sizes should fit your internet connection for free at freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, talking about all things Halloween, let's go to Robert in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Robert?
Well, you know, I heard the comment of, like, basically stealing, like, you know, the Yule celebration. They also tried to immolate Samhain as well, because...
You're talking about Christians taking taking over Christmas.
I wouldn't even use that word with them because... never mind. I won't go there. But, I mean, you ever heard of All Hallows' Eve or All Saints' Day? Also falls upon the same three-day celebration as Halloween, which is our Samhain, which is, you know, the first day is to celebrate the plants, the second day is to celebrate the animals that gave their life for our sustenance, and the third day is to celebrate our ancestors.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. Which celebration is celebrating plants, animals, and ancestors? The Samhain?
The same thing. It's a three. Actually, the way I was taught, it's a three-day celebration. The first day before the 31st or the first.
So wait a minute. Robert, are you a pagan?
I wouldn't even... I really don't like to classify my beliefs at all. So, you know,
are your beliefs
in God.
Paganistic?
They're probably more country folk. Yeah.
Now paganism. Maybe you could explain, because I'm not an expert. I don't know if Mark considers himself an expert on paganism, but
I wouldn't go that far.
Maybe you can explain to our listeners who might be of the more evangelical persuasion. What is this paganism? Is it really all about Satan?
No. Basically, pagan. Per se is actually the word what they use to call country folk, or, you know, folks of the land. So we're more, our celebrations would be more of during the solstice and harvest, and, you know, mostly it's about eating and celebrating life.
What about the costumes?
Costumes came later. You know, I mean, there are certain sects of what they call Druidism and other things that have twisted these sort of what I call nefarious celebrations. But usually most of the people just celebrated life.
Why do you think that the, I mean, this all sounds very positive to me, celebrating life, celebrating food, the animals, and
Thanksgiving.
Everything. Yeah. Why is it that the Christians don't understand, these evangelical Christians? Do they? Why is it they seem to equate pagans with Satan? Where did the disconnect come in? Is it just a misinformation campaign on the part of these Christian organizations, or is it just they just don't understand and never have understood?
I think it's a little bit of misinformation, too. Also, you know, if you teach somebody one way and they haven't been taught or given the correct information, they're just going to keep carrying that on to their children and passing it down and passing it down. And, of course, there's plenty of things out there that will only give you one-sided information. And if you don't want to look at both sides or even be open-minded enough to, see the other side, then, you know, I just pretty much will keep you in everlasting ignorance if you don't want to look at both sides.
Now, is Wiccans, or are they an offshoot of paganism?
I think it's actually a new sort of offshoot of paganism, but it's a different, just from form.
Pagans don't engage in spell casting or hexes or anything like that?
The true pagans that I know, we don't believe in spell casting because we don't like putting our wills or bending our will or somebody else's will to our will. Because you have free choice. God has given us free choice.
So when you look at Halloween... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I go, if I cast a spell on somebody to have them do whatever it is I want them to do, fall in love with me, give them money or whatever, then I'm bending my will and making it, you know, their will to my will. And
you don't actually believe in spell casting, do you?
Well, I think it can happen, but... It's a very
double boiling trouble.
Well, words are powerful things.
Yeah, but they don't create words. Well, don't create things out of thin air.
We've read on the air.
Yes and no.
Well, we've read on the air studies that have conclusively shown with, I think it was it 10,000 participants with the heart disease, that, you know, they looked at people that had a heart attack, and then they made them into, I think it was three groups, people that got prayed for and knew they were prayed for, people that were not prayed for and thought they were prayed for, and people that weren't prayed for. And apparently the people that...
They found that prayer's crap.
Yeah, essentially they found that, yeah. That's the case. But one of the groups came out slightly higher from a, you know... statistical analysis, they were just higher. It was the middle one, the one where they were thought they were prayed for, they weren't, and they were more likely to have a heart attack.
What would your message be? I mean, Robert, as somebody of a pagan-ish persuasion, what would your message be to all of these evangelical Christians that are essentially on the attack here on this particular day?
Well, judge not, or at least you be judged like.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Robert. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. Let's continue with John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I just thought I'd chime in for the fun of it. I spent most of my life living down in Salem, Massachusetts. I'm in Salem, New Hampshire now. But,
a lot of religious intolerance from Salem, Massachusetts.
No connection with that. But you just, just kind of for the fun of it, because I've actually, experienced some stuff culturally down there. It's probably the Halloween capital of the world.
Really?
It's a month-long celebration down in Salem, Mass. It's kind of interesting. And throughout the year, there's a Wiccan community. There's a pagan community. For young folks, it's kind of a rebellious thing to do. And there's also some real freaks, like one guy in one neighborhood. He's got Halloween decorations all year long. He considers himself to be a vampire. Or, you know, this is a middle-aged man. He's just kind of some weirdo.
Yeah, it's just as weird to keep the Halloween decorations up all year as it is to keep the Christmas decorations up all year.
Now, you had a question about why do Christians, hate pagans. You described it some other way. You know, what's their problem with it? One of the things that's funny with, as any new religion rises, they tend to demonize an old religion. And not only that.
And the pagans have been around longer.
At the same time, they demonize it. And I'll give you a couple examples. They also steal their holidays.
Yep.
So let's say, for example, describe pagans just in a very simplistic way, as, you know, like the fellow before me was talking about, kind of in tune with the earth and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I like to describe it in a simple way to people. And think of what the your image of the American Indians' spirituality is, and, you know, dancing and becoming, you know, put on a wolf's costume and, you know, pray for rain or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever the various things are. So how all of a sudden does the Christian devil have a horns and a tail? Well, think of pagan costumes, okay? These are symbols where they're worshiping, you know, Mother Earth and the changing, and what they're doing is praying to the animals so that they'll have food to eat and this mm-hmm. sort of thing. So how does the Christian Satan come up with a horns and a tail? Well, it's the old religion. They're demonizing him.
Interesting. So they just essentially have bastardized and misinterpreted and just completely lied about the pagans.
So if you won't convert, then you must be evil. Now let's look at the, you know, on the positive side, I get, you know, as opposed to that, stealing the holidays. I guess historically Christ was not born at the time of year that Christmas is celebrated, but it ties in
an old pagan
celebration that kind of fits what the Christians are trying to say. If you look at Easter, why is Easter at the time of the year that it is? It's an old pagan celebration of rebirth.
Isn't it amazing? They've essentially run out in front of the pagan parade and said, "Hey, we are celebrating a holiday here too. Come on over here and join us. You're going to celebrate the holidays at the same time as you used to. It's just you'd be celebrating about Jesus." I mean, they've run out in front of the pagan parade and essentially done their best to take people over the, you know, the last several hundred years. Basically,
let me tell you a couple of other things about this. In some pagan traditions, way back, folks used to dress up as something that they either wished to be or somebody they would wish to emulate or something that they're working towards. We once had a Christmas party, you know, just a dozen years ago. Heroes only were the costumes. We didn't want to see all the blood and gore, which it's been bastardized into. Hmm. And hear that music
That's
coming out. I'll just tell
so
you my costume was Ragnar Dinestro. You need to read Atlas Shrugged.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it, man. That's an interesting way to go and do it. Heroes instead of...
Sounds like a good idea to me.
One away. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant creditworthiness. License number available on request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Halloween edition. We're in the studio and doing the show live, as always. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. All things Halloween and anything else that's on your mind. As always, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away everything you'll find there for free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by maybe buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live t-shirts, Free Talk Live hats. We've got DVD classic archive collections. You'll find that all store.freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with Robert and John talking about pagans and how Christians have been really Johnny on the spot when it comes to stealing pagan holidays over the last several hundred years.
Well, people enjoy holidays, and they don't want to, just because they convert to a particular religion, they don't want to give up their holidays, so they sort of bring them with them. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that there's anything nefarious going on here, that the Christians are hijacking the holidays or anything like that. It's just,
didn't we,
that's what's occurred.
Well, didn't we find out that the Christmas tree was actually originally a pagan symbol as well? I mean, only are they hijacking the holidays, Mark, they're hijacking the symbolism.
Like I said, people, when they switch their religions to a new one, like Christianity, they want to bring their traditions with them.
Yeah, but I understand that. You're saying that and trying to play it off, but you know how angry the Christians would be if the Church of Satan, which doesn't actually worship Satan, that's a whole other weird thing about them, but anyway, let's just pretend that they did. Let's say Satanists all of a sudden adopted the cross as one of their symbols. You know how angry the Christians would be about that? Anyway, the pagans, I guess there's not enough of them to care at this point, or at least they're not organized well enough.
There's certainly not enough Satanists either.
Indeed. In fact, the term pagan, according to the Wikipedia, just a little bit of interesting etymology here, is from the Latin paganus, an adjective usually originally meaning rural, rustic, or of the country. As a noun, paganus was used to mean country dweller, villager.
Peasants.
In colloquial use, it would mean much the same as calling someone a bumpkin or a hillbilly. Paganus was almost exclusively a derogatory term. From its earliest beginnings, Christianity spread much more quickly in major urban areas, like Rome, for instance, Corinth, Alexandria, than the countryside. In fact, the early church was almost entirely urban-based, and soon the word for country dweller became synonymous with somebody who was not a Christian, giving rise to the modern meaning of pagan. This may in part have had to do with the conservative nature of rural people, who may have been more resistant to the new ideas of Christianity than those who lived in major urban centers.
Hmm.
So way, way back, the country bumpkins were resistant to this newfangled Christianity thing.
They were harder to convert, probably, because you didn't have a church. Like, in a city, it would be worth building a church, and then you could spread your influence out inside the city. out in the rural areas, it's not worth building a church and sending a priest out there and paying him and what all that other stuff.
Well, plus,
I can't
you don't
imagine how they did their discipleship. But
plus, if you're out in the rural areas, you don't have as many neighbors, and so you aren't seeing people converting, and so you're saying, well, why should I convert over here? Nobody else is accepting this Christian thing. You know, but it's interesting, though.
Yeah, I like my little mud hut and my crappy religion.
The post-Christian usage of pagan came to mean rural folk holding to pre-Christian polyistic beliefs in the face of new, predominantly urban Christian Romanized society. Conversely, it's now the rural peoples of Western culture who are more typically aligned with Christian beliefs, like the Bible Belt, red states in the United States, whereas urban areas are more secularized. So it's sort of switched over time.
I would say that, you know, things are changing, and that's how they change. They change from the city centers to the rural area.
Now, earlier in the evening tonight, there was a claim in one of the Hell House articles about how these, I guess, Halloween is all about witches. And you've got something to rebut that.
Right. There's something to back that up, that Halloween is about witches. The number one selling costume for Halloween, period, witch costume.
Really?
Yeah.
Right now?
Right now.
In 2006?
In 2006.
So it's true. You're not rebutting that at all, then. You're backing
Wait a second.
Up.
Wait a second. Now, what's Halloween's really about kids, though, right?
Right.
Taking
for the
kids
most part,
out.
Sure.
Trick-or-treating, that kind of thing. Number one Halloween costume for kids.
That was for adults?
That was period.
Oh, period.
Period.
Okay.
For kids is that powerhouse that's coming in once again, number one in 2006, the princess costume.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, it's always...
I'm a princess.
Well, the little girls like to be princesses.
That's a whole other issue, by the way. Girls in their princess thing. Please stop. You're not a princess. You're not related to a king or a queen. And it's really just an attitude that you need to just get rid of.
I am a princess. You'll wait on me hand and foot.
Well, some women probably want that from their man. Doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
I mean, what I want from a woman? A partner. You know, somebody's going to work hard in the relationship to build wealth inside of our relationship.
I totally agree.
Not somebody that I got to spend a whole bunch of time
Buy
on.
Buy stuff for me. I'm a princess.
Right. Oh, I don't have any money. I'm poor. Leave me alone.
Yeah, and what are you doing anyway? Just laying around being a princess?
Yeah.
Get a job.
That's what princesses do.
Yeah.
So the princess came in at number one on this list of the top 20 costumes. And number six was also the Disney princess, which includes Ariel, Belle, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Jasmine, and Snow White. And number 12 was the fairy. Now, I feel like these are all a similar costume.
We're talking
about the same thing here. We're talking about girls dressing up as princesses.
Well, now fairies aren't princesses.
Darn
fairies
close.
Are magical little creatures.
Fairy princesses, perhaps? I'll bet you
there is no such thing as a fairy princess.
I bet you the vast majority of there's no such thing as a fairy, Ian. The vast majority of these fairies have a little pointed cone on their head with a piece of fabric draped off the back.
That's not a fairy costume.
That's a fairy princess.
Fairies have wings.
Right. If they have wings.
Princesses do not.
And the pointed hat, they're a fairy princess.
Okay.
If they just have wings, they're a fairy. If they just have a pointed hat, they're a princess. Okay, so anyway, I think that these three costumes are very similar. If you combine all those, princesses just in and of themselves are about 4 million costumes.
Really?
If you combine these costumes, you get some number that's like 5.7 million or something like that. It's some incredible number. Excuse me, it was 5.3. Number two.
What? Now you're going backwards, Mark. This isn't how you do a top 10 list.
You have to in this particular case.
Okay.
Because you have to get down to which. Number two. Now, princesses are obviously the girls, and number two, boys. Pirates.
Wait, they're lumping them all together, girls and boys costumes,
all in the same thing.
Okay.
But
pirates.
Pirates, not even half the number of princesses.
Hmm.
Witches, number three.
Hmm.
Not even half of princesses. If you take the whole number like I had previously, not even a third of princesses.
Now, if you compare witches to princesses, it's clear that if there's more princesses, there's more good costumes out there than there are evil witch costumes.
Oh, by a 3-to-1 margin.
Yeah.
And that's just the number one versus the number three. If you, most of these are boys' costumes because princess is such a powerhouse amongst girls. Spider-Man's number four, Superman's number five.
These have got to be mainstays, right? I mean, this is from 2006.
Yeah.
I mean, over time, Spider-Man, Superman,
Spider-Man didn't have a movie this year.
No, I guess he didn't.
Though he has been in
Superman
recent years.
Has the TV show.
Right.
Power Rangers.
Wasn't
I don't know
Superman
if they still
movie?
Exist. Wait. Wasn't there a Superman movie this summer? I think there was.
Maybe there was.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it shows how I get out.
All right. Where are we at now? Five?
Number seven.
Okay.
Power Rangers.
Still?
Well, yeah, I guess. Everybody likes Power Rangers.
That's amazing. I didn't know they were still making them.
I can wrap that into number 13, too. Number eight. This is sort of the unisexual one. A pumpkin. I think that that's little kids, I would guess.
Yeah, or big kids.
Yeah.
Big kids make good pumpkins.
I think number nine is mostly girls. Cats.
Okay.
Now, yeah. Number 10 is the evil boy costume.
Okay.
Vampires. Mm. So, you've got the evil girl costume coming in at number 3, the evil boy costume coming in at number 10.
Mm-hmm.
This is evil from the Christian point of view. I'm not saying that...
Right, because all the others are superheroes.
Yeah, that's all they are.
Part.
Boys want to be superheroes.
They want to save the world.
Princesses.
The boys want to save the princesses and save the rest of the world. But there's nothing satanic about this.
And I have to say that I believe that these are kids' costumes, and, but I have to believe that the witches and the vampires are the older kids, not the younger ones.
Probably. And you got to have some witches and vampires around to save the princesses from, right?
Yeah, you must. Number 11, angels, which I could almost wrap into princesses if I felt like it. 12, as I said, were fairies. Number 13, wrapping back into Power Rangers, ninjas.
Oh, that's a shame that ninjas are not ahead of the Power Rangers.
Power Rangers are really just ninjas in flashy costumes.
Right.
Yeah.
They're more fruity ninjas.
Superpowers and a you know, big robot.
They're more colorful fruity ninjas.
Yes, absolutely.
Ninjas are supposed to be dark.
Number 14
stealthy.
Is a scary, macabre one. SpongeBob
macabre,
SquarePants.
I believe.
Is it macabre?
Macabre.
Okay, whatever. I've I learned to say the word by reading it, not by hearing it. 15, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
15, Batman. He's kind of scary,
man,
but he's
Batman,
still...
Batman, tough. I mean, that's tough.
He didn't have a movie. He hasn't had a movie in a while.
Yeah, I guess he's still holding on. I guess that's not bad.
16?
And if whenever he has a movie, they're just bad. I haven't seen a Batman movie since Batman 2, and that was terrible. I mean, I've just heard they're lousy. No, there was a Batman. Batman Begins.
Was that this year?
That was early this year, I believe.
We should not be doing a movie show, I'd say that. 16 cheerleaders, 17 football players.
Cheerleaders, that one easy.
18 is what I dressed up as this year, Tinkerbell. 19 is Monster, and 20...
Now, Tinkerbell, you could fold into fairies.
Yeah.
See, now that's
Tinkerbell
a fairy,
is
not a
fairy.
Princess. Tinkerbell is not a princess.
She didn't have the hat.
Wait, 18, 19...
And 20 is a Star Wars character.
All right. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Hour 2's coming up. The French declare Halloween dead.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. People...